inverted planet, making sense of our olam hafuch, our upside-down world. This is Yaakov Menken, and this podcast is dedicated in memory of Carl Stitzer, with gratitude to the Stitzer family. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. There is so much going on. The world is much more inverted than usual. And I think everybody is recognizing that. And so let's jump right in. First principle, violence is wrong under all circumstances, and it doesn't matter what side you're on. Finally, after the riots last week, we seem to be approaching unity on this topic. But I wonder how long it's going to last, unfortunately, because of partisanship. Remember that over the summer, there were people saying that violence is okay, or apologizing for it rather than confronting it. In fact, it was not a right-wing figure that said that it is wrong to look at the violence itself rather than the underlying grievance, because that is a method of disenfranchising and ignoring the concerns of aggrieved minority groups. And that was the Associated Press over the summer. That was not said in response to the riots at the Capitol. Even though the president's supporters are obviously in the minority, the aggrieved minority over here, everybody recognizes, is completely wrong if it engages in violence. There is nobody defending violence now. Completely contrary to the Associated Press over the summer. And it gets worse. Here's a quote for you. Please show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. That was Chris Cuomo on CNN over the summer. Actually saying, please show me where it says protesters are supposed to be polite and peaceful. That's the same network that had a reporter claiming that protesters were mostly peaceful as he stood in front of a burning building. Well, the rioters at the Capitol were also mostly peaceful. The overwhelming majority of the people who came to the president's rally never imagined that there would be violence, never presumed that there would be violence, never participated in any violence. So why don't we describe that protest as mostly peaceful, which indeed, by the same standard, indeed it was. The answer is that people are regarding violence as a partisan tool to be assisted, to be apologized for if it's used on one side and only condemned if it's used by the other. In fact, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris encouraged people to support bail money for the rioters in Minneapolis, to put them out on the streets during a time of ongoing riots, to put them back on the streets to go back and do it again, knowing that the door was revolving, that if they got arrested, they'd be out and able to do more. Do you not believe that that encouraged the riots to continue? Of course it did. And yet, the left said that's completely okay and voted for this woman afterwards. Does that mean that every Democrat, everyone who supported Joe Biden, who didn't condemn that violence, and Kamala Harris, who actually encouraged that violence to continue, you think that every Democrat, therefore, supports violence? But no, we're seeing one-sided demonization, one-sided conclusion that all of a sudden violence is wrong. That's not the way this works. If you're not prepared to condemn violence under any and all circumstances, you're doing it wrong and contributing to the degradation of society. It's really that simple. We don't need that kind of rhetoric like Chris Cuomo gave us over the summer. And the idea that you're only going to condemn it when it comes from the other side, that means that violence from your own side you think is okay. That's not how you resolve this issue in a positive way. I'm hoping we can come out of the riots of last week determining that all sorts of violent protest are wrong and have no place in this country. It's not as if we didn't have other violent attacks on federal buildings over the past year. The Portland Federal Courthouse was under attack, And the response of the Portland City Council was not to call in the federal government to help quell the riots, but on the contrary, to fine the federal government to the tune of $2,000 per hour that fencing remained around the federal courthouse to prevent it from being vandalized and potentially set afire. That's unbelievable. That's simply not a civilized society. And the idea that this is a right-wing problem because of what happened at the Capitol is simply getting it wrong. And that I want to take that over to this idea that now the president ought to be impeached. First of all, there isn't a lawyer in the country who could secure a conviction that the president committed incitement. In fact, the president said that we are going to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That was the idea. That was the objective. He did not imagine that there was going to be violence. And here's what I want to say about this. Everybody in the country knew what the president was going to say on Wednesday before Wednesday. Mitch McConnell knew what he was going to say. Nancy Pelosi knew what he was going to say. Elaine Chao and Betsy DeVos knew what he was going to say. Mike Pence knew what he was going to say. You and I knew what he was going to say. Now, we have tens of thousands of people who actually went to that rally. Did they imagine it was going to lead to violence? The left would have you believe, yes, because they're accusing everybody who participated, everybody who went, everybody who encouraged people to go, anybody who paid for buses so people could go, of participating in the incitement and the riot, none of which actually happened. Nobody went to participate in incitement, and overwhelmingly, they did not go to participate in the riot. And by the way, the ultimate proof of this is the head of Capitol Police also knew what President Trump was going to say at that rally. And I'm not defending at all what he said at the rally. It was time to give it up, man. Go home. He has done so much to damage his legacy since Election Day. It's unbelievable. But at the same time, to blame anybody who's on the right side of the aisle, and by the way, that includes anybody who supported his constitutional right to contest the election up to the last minute, I don't think that Ted Cruz is wrong to have supported the president, even though I personally would not have done so. Again, I think it was time to give it up and go home. I think it was wrong. But that doesn't mean I think that this was some sort of attempt to overturn democracy. On the contrary, it was using every democratic tool at their disposal to contest the election result, which they thought was wrong. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi said exactly the same thing in 2017 when the tables were turned. Nobody is accusing Nancy Pelosi of doing something wrong. Everybody's now accusing Ted Cruz of doing something wrong. The violence here, everybody knew what President Trump was going to say, and nobody knew that a violent riot was going to transpire. The Capitol Police did not know that. The senators and congressmen did not know that. The Secret Service apparently did not know that. And certainly nobody going to the rally knew that. So the idea that people going to the rally are somehow responsible for the violence is simply an opportunity to demonize all Republicans, which is what this impeachment is all about. It's all the same thing. Remember, these are the Democrats who decided to impeach the like that. And no, by the way, I did not curse, but just, you know, decided to use the sound effect anyway. But they decided to impeach him first and then went for finding a accusation, a crime. Second, show me the man and I will show you the crime. That is, by definition, what a Stalinist show trial looks like. It was never, for a moment, about justice. It was always about Stalin show trials. And here we are. Impossible. It's an impossible task to impeach the president before he leaves office. He's leaving office on January 20. There's no way to impeach him in time. The goal of impeachment, as set up by the Constitution, is to remove an officer from office. That means that whether or not you believe Trump committed an impeachable offense, impeachment is still a fool's errand. Again, without entering the debate at all about whether President Trump committed an impeachable offense, impeaching the president right now is a waste of time. The president has already said that he wants, would prefer, and would sign a $2,000 per person bailout of every American. And Democrats have been saying for months that this is extremely important. We need to do this right away. We couldn't get it through the last Senate. Well, guess what? Now they can. They could be passing that legislation right now because they control both houses of Congress. Pence, being subservient to his president and the president saying that he would sign it, he would, if necessary, cast the deciding vote in favor to pass this legislation. There's every reason to believe that they could pass this right now. But no, the Democrats would rather impeach the president. That is their priority. That is the most important thing. Why? It's certainly not about doing the business of the American people. In fact, Biden is now openly concerned about the damage that this is going to do to his attempt to start up his agenda. I guess as conservatives should be celebrating this nonsense. The more time that is wasted on this ridiculous partisan impeachment the second time around, the less the Democrats actually do to pursue their agenda. That's a great outcome for conservatives. That's exactly what liberals should be running away from. But oh no, the point is to attack the president, to demonize the president is more important. That is their agenda. It's more important to them to silence dissent and to stop people from debating about any productive thing into the future than it is to pursue their agenda right now and get things done for the American people. What does that tell you? I mean, again, it's not a coincidence. The same time that the president is getting totally silenced on Twitter, on Facebook, and now on YouTube, and now even Amazon joins in to shut down Parler so that conservatives cannot have a discussion free of censorship. Oh, yeah, they blame it on the fact that Parler, because it literally seems to accept anything, has all kinds of hate speech and even promotion of violence. That is vastly preferable because who was it who said democracy dies in darkness? Who was it? Oh, yeah, that was the leftist Washington Post. Democracy dies in darkness. If you shut down conservatives, if you make it so that they have to go to the dark web, that is much, much, much more frightening than letting them have the discussion out in the open. One thing that I have learned from all of the Israel debates, for example, is that if you have a full democratic engagement, truth wins over falsehood all the time. All the time. If you have an open and free debate and anybody can say anything, the truth will out. Now, it is true that all sorts of false rumors spread before truth gets out of the gate. But that's not actually a free and open debate between two sides. Now, here what's happening is instead that one-sided views are allowed to be spread and the other side's views are silenced. And no, don't tell me how it's because these are private companies able to do what they want. Because these are private companies that set themselves up as platforms for free and open discussion where anybody could speak. And then they unilaterally and united decided to change the rules midstream. That's collusion to an extreme, obviously. That is them all working together, and that's a violation of antitrust. The free and open spread of information is supposed to be what these platforms are about. And instead, they are all together silencing the president and shutting down Parler so the conservatives cannot have a say. That is incredibly dangerous. That is driving them to the dark web where, indeed, violence will take hold. I mean, if you want to have a situation where violence, this is a great way to foment a lot more of it. Impeaching the president is all part of this same process. Let's make conservatives feel as demonized as possible. Let's make them feel as angry as possible to the point where they won't care if some hothead decides to bring a rifle to the next rally. I mean, this is disgraceful. This is disgusting. Again, violence is wrong under any and all circumstances. And if you want to talk about inciting violence, impeaching the president now when it's obviously stupid, when it's obviously counterproductive, when it obviously doesn't accomplish anything good, and in fact impedes the Democrats' own agenda, that is just putting, if what the president said on Wednesday is incitement, this is also incitement. That's all. I really hope that we can proceed from this point forward, recognizing together that violence is wrong, demonizing the other is wrong, conducting a vindictive action against your political opponent for no productive purpose is wrong, and restore civilized standards that this country sorely needs. Because unfortunately, we are indeed living in a circumstance where the planet seems more inverted than usual. And I really hope that there can be peace in America and in Israel and for all of us. That's it for this week. And I actually skipped the whole topic, but you'll hear about it next week. I would like to invite you again to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, to share this podcast with your friends. And please, of course, subscribe if you have not done so already. Because that's it for this week on Inverted Planet.